Easy Tigers. I hope everyone's fine and dandy. Welcome back, as always. What is occurring? What is occurring? Just want to make sure everyone's okay. Everyone's all happy. Big up Hippie. Big up C Ray. Big up Paul Owen. Just a thought on the cart ruts. I think it's an ancient form of quarrying using water. That's a possibility. Move along as you go. Possible, mate. Much love. I like spaghetti. He's here. What's been occurring? It's not going to be a long one. It's going to get straight into the business. Yes, Lost Adventures. Big up, Tiger. What's occurring, eh? Right, I've discovered a few things that need to be addressed, and I've got an announcement to make. So I thought the best thing to do was do a quick half-hour live just to talk about what's going on. Don't worry, it's not going to be like an hour or anything like that. It's going to be very short and simple. Big up, Brian. One love, my brother from another mother. And big up, Linda. What a guan, girl. What a guan. Right, so where do I start? Right, so I've found a church in Malta, and it underneath it, it is gushing. It is gushing out water underneath it. Absolute gushing. Now, the thing is, it's been gushing since I don't know when. I don't know how long it's been gushing out of water, but I've been doing my research. When I come in here in January, it was gushing out of water. But it had been raining heavily. And I thought, strange. Very strange. Why is water coming out from underneath this church and being deposited in the sea? But I thought it could have been rain. And anyway, long story short, I'm walking along the promenade on Saturday and I couldn't believe my mince pies. I see the same church. I see underneath it water gushing out of it. And I thought, well, it hasn't actually rained here for a good week. Like, there's no way this water could still be gushing. Anyway, I've done some research on the building. It turns it's been built and rebuilt 3 to 4 times in the last 100 years. I went down there, I had the taste of the water. This is what's even more peculiar, which I can't get my head around. So anyway, before that, I went on Google Earth. I found that even when you look on Google Earth, it's gushing out of water underneath. I looked at old photos and it's gushing out of water underneath, and I thought, wow, what is up with all of this? Big up. Sorry, I'm just going to big up. Big up, big up, brother. Big up, squirrel. What a guan, my brother. What a guan. So, yeah, going back to this church, it's gushing out of water. And it's been rebuilt like a few times in the last 100 years. So I had to eat the bugs. Yeah, big up, mate. Big up, Teddy Belcher. Right, so... so I went down there, I went to where the water was gushing out, and I tasted it. And what was messed up about the whole scenario, the Undertaker, Carolina, big up, man. I didn't realise he was saying from Carolina, South Carolina, big up, y'all. I couldn't believe it. You ain't going to believe it, and it's going to be hard for you to believe, and I can't even believe it myself. It's literally thrown a spanner in the works. Now I'm like, what is going on here? Right, so... I went down to where the water was gushing out into the sea and I couldn't believe it. I put my face in it. I went blah, 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 like that. I licked my lips. It's bloody... It's... There you are. Big up Keith Budson. Listen, it was seawater. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is going on here? Why is seawater coming out from underneath a church and then going back into the sea? Like, I can't get my head around it. I know it sounds... To someone who I don't mean this in a patronising way, someone who doesn't think critically, they won't think nothing of it. But for me, how is seawater? Seawater's only on one level. Across this whole plane, seawater's the same level, all right? So how is seawater coming from above and being deposited back into the sea? Like I can't get my head around it. So the only explanation for that is that the churches have some sort of device where they're sucking up water. I can't, there's no other excuse for it. Good morning, Michelle. Big up. Yusko, good morning. Easy Straw Man. And Dan Breeze, big up. And Rabbit Leader, Paul, I'm on a Matty Moore, Sam Fisher's crew. I'll big up, brother. Maximum respect to them guys and maximum respect to you. Sorry about the slurping on the coffee. So, yeah. So I'm going to be making a video in the next couple of days of that. I don't have an answer for it, but I really don't have an answer. I don't know why water is gushing out under the church, and it's not spring water. It's seawater, which is flipping unbelievable. But the other thing is, it was pure, clean spring water. There was no dirt or debris or foreign objects in it. It was very strange. But what I'll do is, I'll big up Heather. I'll make a video on it, and we can have a look at it. Ask the church. Yeah, I could ask the church, man, but there's no point. There is no point in asking the church. The church will say, oh, it was rebuilt in the 50s and it was rebuilt in the late 1800s, and then boom. There's no point. Trust me. But one thing that's interesting about it is they chopped down the GP and built the block work on top of that, like for the new like level of like roads and that. And the bit where the GP is, so that's the level of the GP, and then you've got the blocks on top. It's the water's coming through this level, which is very, very interesting. So we spoke about the church. The next thing is I went down that hole that I spoke about and I showed you guys, and wow. It's I might show you the last clip of the video, because it was horrendous. Like, really, it was a you got to have some minerals to go down here. I'll tell you, but I'll show you. Like, Abby was crying, basically. It was like she was having a panic attack. It was serious. All right, yeah, I might just show you this one clip. Alrighty then. I'll show you this one clip. I'm going to make a video on this. So, share the screen. How do I spin it round? Video setting. Sorry, give me a second. Rotate video. Yeah, that's it. Right, I just want to make sure this is sharing. Sorry, guys. Yes, it is sharing. Right, we are in business. Oh, arrived at the right time. Yeah, big up that critters. Either priests are dumb ass or liars. Wouldn't hurt to ask, though. Yeah, I'll ask them. I will ask them. I'm going back to that spot anyway. There's loads of stuff going on in that area, but it's just buried. That whole area is buried. It's a place called Baluta Bay. Now, I'm not going to say too much about this place, because I'm going to want to save the video. But you'll get a feel. Just listen to Gabby. Listen to the environment, and you tell me what you think. And what else don't help? By the way, big up Rachel. Maximum respect, girl. Good to see you here. Just in time for a little nugget. Peter, big up, mate. And Liam, big up. Good morning, Paul Lab. What's been happening so far? Just got from the school run. What's been happening? Quick little rundown. What's going on? I'm just going to show you. I've just spoke about. Yeah, easy, Mark. Big up, brother. I'm just speaking about. I'm just showing you a part of the clip, because I went down that tunnel or that hole on yesterday, basically. And I'm just going to show you a little snippet. And just to get your juices going for the video that's going to be out in the next couple of days. And yeah, good morning, Thomas. Big up, mate. I hope you're gravy. Cloudy in Stoke-on-Trent. Bloody Brian today. Right. Righty. So I'm going to play the video, okay? Let's make sure the sound's okay. Can you guys hear that? I just want to make sure you guys can hear that.
Yeah,
Where has it gone? Right, so this is the end of the trip, okay? This is at the very end. So you can understand, you can hear in Abby's voice that she's basically having a panic attack. It is scary stuff. Done it one-handed. Yeah, maximum respect to Abby, man. So there you go, guys. There you go. What do you think about that? I mean, yeah, maximum respect to Abby. She couldn't get out of there fast enough. I know. Listen, mate, I guarantee you, and I don't mean this in a horrible way, but I guarantee you, like, I was so scared, mate. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Again, it's probably about 100, I'd say over 100 foot deep. 100 foot deep, and it was done in different levels. So you could see, like, Abby was absolutely petrified. No pun intended. Like almost having a panic attack, you know? And it was scary. Believe me, it's a scary environment. And another thing that didn't help about that was, it's in a valley and they've got like clay pigeon shooting. So every 2 seconds you can hear gunshots going off and it's like, whoosh, whoosh, and I'm like, oh God, I feel like I'm in a movie or something, man. It's naughty. Big up, Bill. Maximum respect, brother. Unique. I would pass out. I would pass out. Big up, Who Garden. Big up. Good on Abby. We loves ya. Yeah, I know. You need a front-mounted harness for that GoPro. I know, man. I know. I know. I know. Big up, Bill Woods. Big up, my brother from another mother. Up to 80 minutes. What? Good GM. I just to do this for my work. Up to 80 meters. It's not for everybody. Yeah, man. I think this was quite deep, this one, mate. This was 100 foot. Easy 100 foot. Find a cave diver to go with you. I will want someone to come with me. I'm not saying nothing. Anyway, I'm not saying nothing. I'm not saying nothing. Johnny Wick, big up, brother. I'm saving everything for the video, okay? The video will be there. Easy Tigers. I just hope I don't miss anyone. Big up, Unique. Gods hear my cries and sees. Big up. All right, Michelle, big up. Yeah, so it's scary stuff, eh? So there you go. Let me see if I can get the... I don't want to say too much. Oh, hang on. Right, so I'm just going to show you, like I said, this ain't going to be a long one. This is going to be just showing you a couple of bits. Big up, Hippie. Good to see you here, girl. Maximum respect. Wait, what do you think of my, I've been looking after my skin lately. Oh, going the wrong way. There we go. Trying to make myself look a bit younger, you know. I need a haircut now, but yeah. Some leaf fat. Look, my nose is a bit burnt because I've been wearing glasses. But yeah. Right, I'm just going to show you the church. So this is the church. Okie dokie. So this is the church above. So let me just say, above this, by the way, is a church. And again, you can see where they've chopped down this part of the GP and people have... See the GP here. Morning, Phil. Big up. Big up, Wicker Man. But this is the water. Hang on. Hang on. Sorry about that. I didn't realise how loud that was. It's because I was trying to get show all the... But this is what's gushing out. This is what's gushing out from the church above. And it's been doing it. Easy Lemon King. Big up, bro. And this is... Look, it's just been gushing out. I'll play it again. And again, like I said, this water here, some sort of cooling system, maybe. I don't know what it is going under the road, though, coming from the church, going under the road into the water. So I don't know. To me, it seems like the church is sucking up water from underneath, like maybe the water table or close to the water level, and then just spitting it back out. That's what it seems like to me. Now, let me just show you while I play that. Let me just show you the actual church as I lean over. So this is it here. Let me just make sure I'm sharing this. Yep. So that's the church. This is the church here. So it was rebuilt in the 50s, I think. And you can see that it's actually modern stonework. Look at this person's glasses. I never noticed that. That looks like something out of Blinking Back to the Future, doesn't it? But yeah, anyway, that's the church, right? And boom, you can see over here, the water's gushing. Gushing. I wonder if they fit a hole where the water's coming out. I wonder if you'd fit in the hole where the water's coming out. Right, Mark, I did think that, my mate. I did think that. So what I've done was I went to that spot to see if I could go in the hole. And when I make the video, you'll see that when it's actually coming out. Sorry, I've got an itch in my eye. It's coming out of a 12-inch pipe. And I know it's exactly 12 inch because I've dealt with 12 inch pipes my whole life. I know what 12 inch looks like. So you're looking at 300 mil, yeah? And it's a pipe about that big. And the water's just coming out of there. So I wouldn't fit in the 300 mil pipe, but I'd fit in the hole that the pipe is sitting in. But it don't go no further than that. Because what they've done is they've obviously laid the pipe. They've gone to the source, which is probably bang underneath where the church is, probably around the church somewhere. And they've piped up that source of water. And they've redirected it under this road so it comes out. Where's it gone? So it comes out underneath, you know? Look, so it comes out here. So, yeah. So there you go. What are you saying about that, Tigers? Yeah, very high possibility it could be generating power. And they've just redirected it. There's a purpose for the water, 100%. The best geopolymer content. Oh, cheers, mate. Thank you very much. Stop bragging about your 12-inch pipe unless you're Abby. Unless Abby's going to verify it. There's no 12-inch pipe here, mate. Believe me. Believe me. I was talking about plastic pipe plumbing. I wish I had a 12-inch. Be nice, wouldn't it? I'll ask for Christmas. So, yeah, that's that. So, that's that. So, right. So, let's have a little recap. Like I said, I'm not going to be sitting here for hours. So, I'm going to be showing you the video of me going down that hole with me and Gabby. And believe me, it is not for the faint-hearted. Another interesting thing about that same valley, I found another shaft in the same valley. But it had a load of water in it. So, it's obviously... That whole valley, I believe, is a complex again. I believe it's another complex. Easy Spookies, big up Tiger. Hope you are all gravy. Be careful what you wish for. I manifest all day, every day. What's up, Paul Cook? Salutes from Orange County. Big up, mate. Big up, Savage Level. Maximum respect. Savage Level. Cheers, mate. I appreciate that, brother. Be careful what you wish for. Big up, big up, big up. Yeah, so I've just shown you the church, pardon my anglais here. And I'm going to be making a video on that in the next couple of days. Also, I'm going to be making a video in the next couple of days on that humongous deep hole that we just went down. I believe I'm going to be going and visiting that place a few times. Believe me. Believe me, cousins. Bum, 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 bum. Now, the next thing I'm going to be saying is I'm going to be doing an announcement. And the announcement is I'm going to be doing tours. I'm going to be doing a secret hidden history tours of Valletta. And I'm going to be doing, I've got a Telegram group that I did for the tours on the holidays. I'm going to just use that group and it's going to be for the tours of Malta. There will be a price for the tour of the Malta. But what I'll do is I'll be showing you around. Because obviously it's my time. It took me a good few years to work out this route to get the best nugs in one hit. I guarantee you there's never ever going to be a tour like this in Malta ever. And you're never ever going to see this sort of stuff in Malta. And the proof of that is if you go and Google hidden history in Malta, it's going to take you to St. Paul's Catacombs. It's going to take you to an old city or stuff like that. It's not actually going to show you like... ancient hidden complexes with an abundant amount of apartments, water complexes, water storage. It's not going to show you that sort of stuff. So the tour is about 4 hours long. And it will be going around specifically targeted parts of Valletta. And I promise you, you would never have seen anything like this. So my group on Telegram, which I will basically... on a status after this video, I will put the link to the Telegram group. Now, only join the group if you're coming on the tour. There's no need to join the group if you're not coming on the tour. And it's not me being horrible. There's just no, you don't need to join it. If you're coming on the group, then if you want to come on a tour, if you're coming on holiday, you can do that. No problem, though. But if you're not, there's no point. And it's just, there's no need to be there. And I don't mean it in a horrible way. There's no need for you to go there at all. Like I've got a Telegram group specifically for hidden history where I upload stuff that I find in Malta anyway. So this is specifically for the tours. And it's only so I can speak to people. So if you are coming on the tours, I can speak to you in that group chat, you know, instead of doing it in front of everyone else. That's the only reason for it. Thomas, was it you demonstrated the effects of oil well sulfur balls being ignited? It melts around the sulfur, leave it. No, it wasn't me, but that's quite interesting, mate. Mark, maybe it's a big pump to keep lower sections from flooding. Very good, interesting point. Was the water cooler coming out in the ocean, vice versa? Actually, mate, good question. The water was absolutely a lot cooler than the water that was sitting at the top of where I was sitting, basically. So basically where I was sitting on the edge of the water in the sea was warmer than the water coming out the hole. Off to work, looking for the next video. Be well, Paul, and be safe. Yeah, maximum respect, mate. And you too, have a lovely day and you be safe as well. Definitely getting a Bow Selector rewind. I release morning coffees and I've just get up. Big up, John. Big up, mate. Bill Woods. It's very sunny last week. Off to work. Yeah. The Undertaker, Savage. Yeah. So there you go. So if you want to join, if you do want to come on a tour and you've got a holiday booked in Malta, I will leave the group chat. Like I said, there's a price. I'm not going to discuss it here so people can whatever. All right. If you want to do it, come in a group chat. It's not going to be ridiculous, by the way, and it's nothing like it's just private business, isn't it? No, people, if you're not coming on the tour, you don't need to know, basically. Jack streaming, long time no see. How have you been? Oh, and by the way, Lemon King, I know we've arranged a tour. Don't worry, there's not a price on that one, man. I promise you, because we've already arranged it. So you're lucky. You're the last guy to get the free one. Hi, lots to see today. Very good show. Best of wishes. Big up, Rose. Big up, Jack streaming. Yes. So, like I said, I'm going to put the the Telegram group for the tours of Valletta. Like I said, they last 3 to 4 hours. It's exclusive. It's personal. You're going to walk around. You have to be active for the tour as well, by the way. So if you're coming on Malta and you want to see this sort of stuff, the price is for, if there's one, two or three of you, it's for all together. It's for all of you. So don't think it's like per person, all right? It's for my time, basically. That's what I'm saying. Wake and bake is the only way. Exactly. Big up Jack streaming. Big up cousins. Right, I'm going to duck out now, guys, because I'm not going to bore you with a load of cack. Yeah, big up, mate. Yeah, big up. So you squeezed in. You got very lucky, my friend. Very, very lucky. Although it's not expensive anyway. It's not expensive at all. But what I've found myself doing is consuming a lot of my time for other people. No, and I don't mean it in a bad way. I love doing it, but like you got to eat and stuff, you know. So I will. There's going to be a little price. It's not a lot at all. Did you taste the water? See if it's salt or fresh. Mate, I did. It was salt water. This is the mad thing. It come through salt. It weren't waste water. It was incredibly clean salt water, which is very, very, very peculiar, man. But anyway, guys, I'm going to love you and leave you. Wish me luck because I've got my second part of my interview today. You must be so fit. I'll try and be healthy. I'm trying to be as healthy as possible, man. I am. I really am. I'm looking after myself now. Now I'm getting in. Well, now I'm in my late 30s, you know. Oh, Gould. Gould and Bennett. It looked like I pumped from the upper hole too. Yeah, man. It's very peculiar. Very peculiar stuff. But anyway, I'm going to love you guys and leave you. Maximum respect. Thanks for being here this morning. Watch out for my next two videos. If you could like this, I'd be very appreciative. Never mind. I'm sure it's worth every penny. Yeah, it will be worth every penny because no one shows you this stuff on the tours. This stuff on these tours are not even in the history books. If you want to go on a hidden history tour in Malta, I've seen them. You go around with like an earpiece in light and there's about 50 of you. This is going to be up close and personal. Just me and a few people, maybe just one or two people. So it's going to be very worth it. But like I said, I will put the that Telegram group for the tours in a community chat comment thing, whatever you call it. So yeah, big up Hippie for that. Maximum respect. Yes, big up Squirrel. Maximum respect. I love you all, man. Have a lovely day. Remain safe and healthy. Ta-da's, peoples. Ta-da's.